This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
We were just talking about brand new smartphones that use facial recognition technology and slot into virtual reality headsets. But let me tell you something. My dad just got a new smartphone, and I'm not going to tell you exactly how much time it's taken for him to get up to speed on it. Let's just say it wouldn't work as your average super techie 2-minute unboxing video with an immediate power up. I still love you, Dad. And by the way, in his defense, it was only a few years ago that we were pressing actual physical buttons and using the T9 predictive texting system on our phones. Well, the AARP is trying to make it as easy as possible for older generations to not only understand their smartphones, but enjoy the possibilities they can give them with seminars around the country. Marketplace's Danielle Stevens went to a seminar recently and brought us back this story.
Anybody else not find that padlock? We all on it. We all unlocked our screens. Good to go.
My name is Ishmael Tubins. We're here at the Quincy Senior Residences, and we're teaching the intro to Android smartphones.
I don't have the keyboard coming up.
I'll come help you.
Somebody's gonna come back over there and help you.
I'm on my way.
Stuff that we take for granted every day, like Zoom and like little stuff like that, people are amazed about, and it's pretty cool to see people becoming empowered pretty much right before your eyes.
My name is Noreen Crossland. I live here in Brooklyn, and I'm 70. I just got a new phone, and I need to learn how to use it.
My name is Marcelina Morales. I'm originally from Costa Rica, and I'm living in Brooklyn, New York. I am 70. The phone from when I was a child, you had to listen for the rings, the amount of rings to know that the phone call is coming to your home. So it's a big difference from, let's say, 1963 until now.
I feel like the older the person is, the more that they feel like they need permission to press a button. Like, they'll know, I'll say, hey, this is the button you need to press. And they'll say, is it? Do I press it? And I have to give them permission, like, yes, press the button, and then they'll press it.
Richard Prescott, Brooklyn, New York, 73. If I want to find out where to go somewhere, or a particular restaurant, I just type in the name, and they give me the name of the restaurant, and, everything is at my fingertip. The cell phone is, so many things you can do with it. So, man, you can take pictures, you can type, with one device, you can do so many things. I never thought I would see a day when one device would do all that.
I feel like the biggest issue is not necessarily teaching people how to use the device, breaking the mental barrier that they can do it. Because a lot of people think they can't do it.
Selfies, right?
That story on smartphone seminars for older users from Marketplace's Danielle Stevens.